أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the lives of the Anbiya and Mursaleen, the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance. And we finished looking at a brief glimpse at the life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Remember, in these stories, it's not merely a bedtime story, but somewhere where we're able to take tips that we can use to be able to reach our full potential. And we've seen in Surah Al-Insan how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the tools. And now it is this guidance from the Anbiya and Mursaleen that allow us to be able to use these tools to their full capability so that we may reach our full potential. So today we'll briefly look at the life of Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam, known as Elijah in English. And he's said to be the brother of Prophet Khizr alayhi salam. Both are said to be still alive. Just as Prophet Khizr alayhi salam serves on the earth, then Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam serves in the sea. It's also said that he travels in the desert, guiding those who get lost. We're also told that both Prophet Khizr and Prophet Ilyas meet in the mosque of Quba on Eid al-Adha every year. And according to Qasasul Anbiya by Ibn Kathir, it says they also meet each other in Baytul Muqaddis during the month of Ramadan. And they stay together until they finish the rituals of Hajj. They drink from the water of Zamzam and they meet in Arafat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions his Prophet Ilyas. For example, he says in Surah As-Saffat, this is Surah number 37, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa inna Ilyas lamin al-mursaleen. And Ilyas was most surely of the messengers. Now, this is Ayah 123. Carrying on, he says, Iz qala li qawmihi, when he said to his people, Ala tattaqun, are you not God conscious? Do you not guard against evil? He says, Atad'una ba'lan wa tadharuna ahsan al-khaliqin. What do you call upon Baal? This is one of their gods. And you forsake the best of the creators. Allahu Rabbakum wa Rabb Abaikum al-Awwaleen. Allah is your Rabb and the Rabb of your fathers of before. You see, he was the messenger who was sent to Baalbek, which was in East Damascus. But as we can see, that people denied him. They intended to kill him. In the end, he escaped from them and he took refuge in a cave. Well, let's look at some various ahadith which relate to him. Ibn Abbas reports there was a famine amongst the Bani Israel which lasted for 3 successive years. One day, Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam passed by and saw an old woman, and he said to her, "Do you have any food?" And she said, "Na'am, yes." He said, "I have a little flour and a little oil," and she brought them. And Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam drew his hands on them. He prayed and asked for their blessing. And it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that food so much so that her bag was filled with flour and a jar was filled with oil. There is a lovely dua that is attributed to Prophet Ilyas and Prophet Khizr alayhi salam, and it was related by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Zayd ibn Arqam. And he tells Zayd that whenever Prophet Ilyas and Prophet Khizr meet during Hajj, they recite the dua when they part. The Prophet tells Zayd, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن يُؤْمِنُكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْغَرَكِ وَالْحَرَكِ وَالشَّرْقِ, if you wish to be safeguarded from drowning, from fire and other evils, then recite, Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la yasrifu su'a illa Allah. In the name of Allah, what Allah pleases, no one but Allah can remove evil. Bismillahi ma sha Allah la yasuku al khair illa Allah. In the name of Allah, what Allah pleases, no one but Allah can bring good. Bismillahi ma sha Allah ma yakuna min ni'matin fa min Allah. In the name of Allah, what Allah pleases, there is no blessing but from Allah. Bismillahi ma sha Allah la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. In the name of Allah, what Allah pleases, there is no help or power save with Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. Bismillahi ma sha Allah wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin. In the name of Allah, what Allah pleases, the blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad and his progeny. And he said, whoever recites it 3 times in the morning will be safeguarded from drowning, fire and evils till night. If you recite it in the evening, you will be safeguarded till morning. Before we look at Prophet Dawood al-Islam tomorrow, I'd like to today also look at somebody whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names a whole surah after, and it's known as Luqman alayhi salam. Luqman alayhi salam was the nephew or the cousin of Prophet Ayyub, and he was born about 4,300 years after Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Hazrat Luqman in the Quran quite a lot. In Surah Al-Luqman, he says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And certainly we gave wisdom to Luqman. And the best part about reading about Hazrat Luqman is when he admonishes his son. I love the admonishment, and I'd like to look at it today because it is so beautiful. The Quran mentions it again in Surah Al-Luqman, if you look from ayah 13 to 19. If you haven't left anything for your children in the form of a will or any admonitions, all you need to do is to tell them to read Surah Al-Luqman from ayah 13 to 19. It will suffice to guide them through life. Look what he says. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُكْمَانَ لِبْنِهِ. When Luqman said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ. While he was admonishing him, يَا بُنَيَّ. O my son, لَا تُشْرَقْ بِاللَّهِ. So the first thing he tells him is, do not associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By extension, he's saying, O my son, become a muwahid. No tawheed. Do not allow anything else to confuse you or put together any concepts with Tawheed. Look at Tawheed exclusively. He tells him in ayah 16, Ya Bunayya, O my son, إِنَّهَا إِن تَقُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَقُمْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَتِيفٌ كَبِيرٌ. Surely, if it is the very weight of the grain of a mustard seed, even though it is in the heart of a rock, or high above in the heavens, or deep down in the earth, Allah will bring it to light. Surely Allah is the knower of subtleties, and Allah is aware. So it says, you can't hide anything. Your intentions, your actions, oh my son, become transparent, he says. If I paraphrase this, he's telling him, become transparent before you are made transparent. You cannot hide anything. It will all come out. And then he tells and says, Ya Bunayya, O my son, أقم الصلاة وعمر بالمعروف وانح عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من أزم العمور. Keep up prayer. Enjoin good, forbid the evil. Bear patiently with that which befalls you. Surely these acts require courage. So he's telling him, O my son, connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is salah except submission? Submit yourself to him, and then make sure you transmit that submission manifested to those around you. Don't keep it for yourself. It's not selfishness that matters. Transmit it. When you see something wrong, stand up for the truth. When you see someone who's not doing something right, you want to tell them about it, share righteousness. And he tells him, when something happens to you, have sabr. Do your best and then hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, and then he tells him, these acts require courage. And then he tells him how to behave with people. He says, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Do not turn your face away from people in contempt. Don't go about in the land exulting overmuch. Allah does not love the self-conceited boaster. Don't become arrogant. It's such a beautiful admonishment. You know, we should frame it and put it up and read it again and again and again. Let's look at some other items in the hadith that we find about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. He used to sit alone. Once his master passed by him and said, Luqman, why do you sit alone so much? Isn't it better to sit with people? And Luqman said, sitting alone is better for meditation, which is the path to Jannah. Maybe you've wondered why I've included him amongst the prophets, but why I call him Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam instead of Prophet Luqman. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lam yakun Luqman an nabiyan. I say that Luqman was not a prophet. Walakinahu kana abdan kathira tafakkur. But he was an abd. One was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who meditated a great deal. Hassanul Yaqeen أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ فَعَبَّهُ. He enjoyed certainty, he loved Allah, and Allah loved him. وَمَنَّ عَلَيْهِ بِالْحَكْمَةِ. And Allah favored him by giving him wisdom. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam and why he was granted wisdom. And Imam said, "By Allah, Luqman was not granted wisdom on account of his descent or his wealth or his offspring or his physical prowess or his beauty. Rather, he was a man whose belief in Allah was so strong. He was pious, he was quiet. He was silent most of the time, he was far-sighted. He was meditative, he was sharp in insight, and he was wealthy with morals. He never slept during the day. He had haya, he was bashful. And he was a deep thinker. He never laughed at anything for fear of sinning, nor was he ever seen angry. He never joked. He had many children, many of which died before coming of age, but he never wept over the death of any of them. He would never have passed two men who were contending to fight without reconciling them. He never left before resolving their disputes. When he heard someone say something which he appreciated, he asked for its explanation and whom he had learnt it from. He derived wisdom and taught himself that which would help him overcome his own inclinations and struggles against his own desires. He used to heal his heart with meditation, console himself with moral lessons. He never travelled to a place except for a cause that concerned him. That is why he was granted wisdom and protection against sinning." There are some more admonitions that have been recorded in a hadith that Luqman gave to his son, and I'd like to end today with them. Again, they're very beautiful. You need to listen to them again and again to be able to appreciate them. He was once, when people just would not listen to him, he was very grieved. And he took his son home, closed the doors, and he says, "Ya Bunayya, O my son, inna dunya baharun amikun halaka fiha nasun kathirun tazawwad min amaliha. The life of the world is like a deep sea in which many people have drowned. Let your boat be the fear of Allah, your rations the belief in Allah, its mast the reliance upon Allah, its helm the patience, and its sides the prayer, fast and sadaqah. O my son, whoever goes to sea without that boat will drown. Do not speak much, my son. Remember Allah in every place, for he has admonished you, has bewared you, has given you insight, and has taught you. O my son, take lessons from people before they take lessons from you. O my son, take lessons from minor tribulations before the big ones afflict you. Control your anger so that you will not become the firewood for Jahannam. O my son, it's better to be poor than to do injustice and to rebel. O my son, refrain from borrowing so that you will not grieve over it or be drowned in debt." Practical advice for every parent to give their sons and to be able to take on themselves. Inshallah, we will continue with looking at the profiles of prophets tomorrow.